Now we can also estimate the infinite norm of a stable trans matrix by doing experiments. This is very much like the frequency response. In a scalar case, if you have a stable trans function, then we can input a sinusoidal signal, then the output in a steady state will also be a sinusoidal signal, but the magnitude of the sinusoidal will be modified. So if you keep changing the frequency, then there's always a possibility that for certain frequency you can generate the largest possible magnitude. That, of course, the largest amplitude of the output is in fact the H infinity norm of the trans matrix, of the trans function. Now we can do that very similarly for even in the matrix case, but in this case what we need to do is we need to inputting the input signal with a vector sinusoidal signal. Okay, so suppose for example input is a sinusoidal signal, it's a vector sinusoidal signal, then we can also look at the output. Okay, look at all output in a steady state. Of course, since the trans function is trans matrix is stable, the output will also be a sinusoidal signal, but it's also in a vector form. It's also a sinusoidal signal, same frequency but with different phase. Now, if you also look at the magnitude of each component, then you take the Euclidean norm of the magnitude. Then what we can show is this is not really hard to do. Some algebra you can show that the H infinity norm of the trans matrix is actually the maximum possible ratio of the Euclidean norm of the output amplitude over the Euclidean norm of the input and magnitude by varying, of course, different frequencies and input signals. So in some way, you can, by changing all those magnitudes, then you can measure the magnitude, and then you can get an estimate experimentally of the H infinity norm of a trans matrix.